At the Summer Olympics yesterday, two Americans won the gold medal in women's beach volleyball. And one of them, Misty May, celebrated by sprinkling her mother's ashes on the sand. That was one of several gripping moments in Athens. A Moroccan runner, Hisham El Garouch, won the 1,500-meter race. He recovered from past losses at the Olympics. The soccer team from Iraq is trying to recover from a big loss. The Iraqis still have a chance at a medal, as NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
The crowd at Thessaloniki's Olympic Stadium was thin last night with thousands of empty seats, but it didn't sound empty. Several hundred Iraqis from all over Europe filled the massive stadium with sound. One of the Iraqis translated one of the cheers this way: "With our blood, with our hearts, we will die for you." It works, he said, for both soccer and war. The enthusiasm dimmed briefly each time Paraguay scored, but the response to the lone Iraqi goal rocked the stadium. But Paraguay dominated 3-1, sending Iraq to the bronze medal game with Italy on Friday. That means Iraq can still win its first Olympic medal in 44 years. Still, Iraqi fans were disappointed. An Iraqi man named Uday put it simply.
The luck. We didn't have a luck today.
Then Uday did something that is routine now in the realm of Iraqi soccer. He mixed sport with politics.
We want to tell the American people, okay, that we don't want Americans stay in our country. We, all these Iraqis came here to show you, okay, that Iraq is strong, okay, and we don't need more help from you. Okay?
Some of the players have been more strident. One was quoted by Sports Illustrated saying this: "How will President Bush meet his God having slaughtered so many men and women?" That followed the president's reference to Iraq and the Olympics in a campaign ad. Coach Adnan Hamad Majid continued the political tone at a news conference after last night's game. Coach Majid said this, according to an interpreter: "We are brothers with all people in the world, even the Americans." One keen observer of the game believes the Iraqi team lost momentum from all the media attention and raised expectations. Hassan El Sabah is a soccer federation official from Bahrain.
They are under pressure, and I think the media, they give them too much attention. That's they are achieve big achievements, so inside them they are not hungry to achieve anymore, and that's the problem. There is no big motivation.
El Sabah stood near the Paraguayan team bus where their celebration was beginning. Paraguay is guaranteed a medal Saturday when it plays Argentina in the gold medal match. It'll be Paraguay's first Olympic medal ever. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Thessaloniki, Greece.
You can find Olympics coverage, including an Athens diary by NPR reporters and producers, at our website, npr.org.